Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Thank you very much indeed. I think they've just broken for lunch in New York. Stormy Daniels, the adult film star at the centre of the hush money case against Donald Trump, is back on the stand in New York again today. Earlier in the week, she told the jury she hated the former president and revealed details of their brief encounter in a hotel room. US-based journalist Harriet Alexander is at the trial and is out on lunch, and I'm eating into it, I know. Harriet, thank you very much indeed. How's it been this morning?
Well, actually, Stormy has just stepped down from the stand. So her testimony, it's now all done. And they've moved on to somebody who will be far less dramatic, I think it's safe to say. She's a bookkeeper at the Trump Organization. So a chance for everyone, I think, to take a bit of a deep breath. But yes, Stormy's testimony, she was quite defensive this morning when Donald Trump's lawyers essentially tried to portray her as somebody who was out for money and couldn't be trusted. She was asked whether her encounter with Trump had been a net positive or negative for her life. And she said very strongly that it was negative because she talked about the attention that is brought to her. And she talked about her security needs and her fears for her life.
What was her demeanor in the witness box when the lawyers for Donald Trump were basically asking questions and prodding her to suggest that she was profiteering from selling this story, which he denies, of course, the substance of?
Yeah. She very strongly pushed back on that. I mean, she did accept the money. Actually, the defense aren't even contesting that because there's so much evidence that she did receive this $130,000 payment. Really, the heart of the matter is how it was recorded and what Trump knew about it. It's almost accepted as a fact that she did receive this money. But she says she didn't negotiate. She didn't push for more money, although she could have done $130,000. It's a lot of money to most of us, but given the scale of what was happening, perhaps she could have argued for more. So she says she wasn't motivated by money, and she insists that she's telling the truth and not making any of this up.
What about Donald Trump's demeanor then? Because I know after the cross-examination of Stormy Daniels, just before that pause for lunch, that he rose to his feet and turned to his entourage, according to some reports or the gallery, and kind of fist-bumped.
Yes, I mean, he has always denied any sexual encounter with Stormy Daniels throughout her testimony on Tuesday. The court didn't sit on Wednesday, but throughout Tuesday's testimony, he was shaking his head sometimes when she described what she claims happens. As she left the court just now, he deliberately did not look at her. He stared straight ahead at the monitor. So he is defiant, but actually so is she.
And what happens now? You say a bookkeeper, and then after that?
Yes. Yeah, so the bookkeeper, I think it's fair to say, will not be the most gripping part of this trial. But the next high profile person will certainly be Michael Cohen. And he's absolutely the most important person we will hear from. He is Trump's money man, his fixer. He is somebody who famously said he would take a bullet for Trump. But of course, that has now all changed. And he is testifying against him, saying that he arranged this payment, that it was all designed to cover up the fact of this affair and that it was done to protect the campaign just before the 2016 election.
Okay, thank you for the update. Harriet Alexander in New York.